When academic journals retract scientific research, it's a black eye for the university where that research happened. But retractions have sharply increased in the past half decade. Jason DeBruin reports on the trends and the role of a new generation of watchdogs.
Universities love to tout the research their faculty scientists perform. PR departments produce flashy videos to highlight their accomplishments.
Great things grow out of UNC's institutions.
But increasingly, watchdogs are uncovering bad findings, even outright fraud. Duke University has felt this sting firsthand. It faces a whistleblower lawsuit that claims researcher Aaron Potts Cant was awarded some $200 million in funding based on fraudulent research. Already, 15 papers have been retracted because of her work. In 2011, fraudulent research from scientist Anil Podi led to a 60 Minutes expose.
5 years ago, Duke University announced it had found the holy grail of cancer research.
But the findings out of Podi's lab were lies. Ultimately, Duke settled lawsuits from the families of cancer patients who were treated based on those findings.
It may end up being one of the biggest medical research frauds ever, one that deceived dying patients, the best medical journals, and a great university.
These are extreme examples, but they're not the only examples. In the two decades from 1982 through 2002, there were only a combined 5 retraction notices from Duke, NC State, UNC, and Wake Forest. In the 15 years since, there have been 93 retractions from those universities. Data come from the Retraction Watch database. Retraction Watch is a blog launched in 2010 by Ivan Aransky and Adam Marcus. They realized that no one was looking at these errors, and the corrections were in many cases hard to find.
So we decided that for good journalism and for transparency, that focusing on retractions would be a good idea.
That's Aransky. Retraction Watch quickly grew and got money from the MacArthur Foundation. It now publishes more than 1,000 retractions per year and operates a searchable database. Journal submissions are peer-reviewed, but editors can't catch everything. Also, reviewers tend to accept that authors aren't lying about their findings. There are more than 2 million journal publications every year, so retractions make up only a fraction. But they are on the rise, and watchdogs like Aransky say there are likely many more that aren't caught.
Retractions are the nuclear option of correction in the scientific literature. It means that you can't rely on the paper that you're looking at anymore.
And these aren't simply math errors.
Two-thirds of those are due to scientific misconduct, so making up the data or making the data look better than they are, and about 20% of them are due to honest error.
Academic research is big business. The major universities in North Carolina collectively bring in more than $3 billion for scientific research every year. Ladin Vuk is the NC State Associate Vice Chancellor of Research Development. He says the majority of research is ethical, but mistakes do happen. With a sharper microscope on academic misconduct, universities and journals have stepped up their editing and oversight processes, says Vuk.
First of all, we train students to be ethical and to understand what research misconduct and research honesty means. But we also, of course, demand that from our professors.
It might seem counterintuitive, but a higher number of retractions might actually signal less scientific misconduct, says Aransky. As the watchdogs get stronger, scientists become less likely to bend the rules.
We're sort of getting there with some journals who are really cleaning house, but it's very much a Herculean task of trying to clean out the stables, and I think the stables still need a fair amount of cleaning out.
And Aransky will no doubt be watching. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.